I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you all so much for being here. It's a very, very important week. Everyone's favorite October holiday, School Bus Safety Week, is this week. So we're here to both celebrate and get out a really, really important message around Buffalo drivers taking just an extra 30 seconds of their day and stopping for a school bus to make sure that kids are safe and able to get safely on and off a school bus on their way to work. My name is Justin Myers. I'm the President and Chief Innovation Officer for Bus Patrol America. We provide this innovative program in partnership with the City of Buffalo and the School District of Buffalo. And I'm joined today by the Chief Operating Officer of Schools, David Hill, also joined by Deputy Mayor McDuffie from the City of Buffalo, and Megan Myers from First Student, who runs the school bus system that at the school bus yard that we're here. Earlier this year, the City of Buffalo and the School District of Buffalo Public Schools joined together to launch a school bus safety program to protect every single one of the students in the City of Buffalo on over 460 school buses every single week, every single day, protecting kids to and from school. And the reason they have to do that is, unfortunately, one of the most pervasive traffic problems that we have in this country is illegally passing school buses when kids are getting on and off the bus. Now, everyone knows when a school bus is stopped, the lights are flashing, the stop sign is deployed, it's illegal to pass that school bus, and for good reason. It creates an incredibly dangerous environment for a child. And unfortunately, at Bus Patrol, we see videos every single week of children jumping out of the way of a speeding driver passing a school bus illegally. But the program that the City of Buffalo and Buffalo Public Schools has built out for the community here is a system that does automated enforcement around school bus stop arm infractions. And so the school buses, every single school bus operated by Buffalo Public Schools is equipped with a 4K camera system on the exterior of the buses and an AI system that watches those cameras. And it detects a violation. And if someone illegally passes a school bus when it's stopped and that stop arm is deployed, a violation is captured, an evidence package is created, and it's uploaded and sent to the City of Buffalo for the City of Buffalo to determine whether or not an infraction took place. And if it does, they issue a ticket. And the program launched about 4 months ago now. The City of Buffalo went way above and beyond the standard and implemented a 90-day warning period. Because this program is not about issuing tickets. It's about getting drivers to recognize this very dangerous environment and correcting their behavior before the event happens. And so the City of Buffalo did the longest warning period in the United States of America, doing 90 days of warnings, doing a tremendous amount of public relations, social media, press conferences like this to get the message out to drivers that we don't want to ticket you. We want you to be cautious, pay attention, and slow down and stop when the school buses stop to load and unload children. In the City of Buffalo, over that 90-day warning period, there were 4,000 warning letters that were sent out. So 4,000 times in the City of Buffalo in the summertime, someone illegally passed a school bus. The program went live with live ticketing. So there is a financial penalty. It's set by the state of New York. It's $250. And that launched on October 1st. Since that happened, there's been 2,250 violations in the City of Buffalo. And so for School Bus Safety Week, we wanted to come out and yet again warn drivers and let drivers know that this program is operational. You need to slow down, you need to be cautious, and you need to stop for school buses when that stop sign is deployed and they're stopped on the side of the road, or you will receive a ticket for $250 in the mail. So this is about school bus safety, this is about child safety, and this is about warning folks to please take that time to slow down and stop. So with that, I'll introduce David Hills, the CEO of Buffalo Public Schools.
Good morning. We are actually at the terminal today that, sir, it's one of the First Student terminals, and Megan Myers is the manager at this terminal. And our special needs students, our students with disabilities, students who need unique transportation are served out of this terminal with 180 buses. Every day we have over 460 buses on the city of Buffalo. Starting at before 6:30 in the morning where they're going to their stops and picking up through mid-morning and then starting again at 2:30 and picking up all the way till 8 o'clock when our extended learning time. During that time, our parents, grandparents, students, bus aides, bus drivers are all in a position where they are relying on our community of neighbors to be responsible and to be alert and to make sure they do not create a dangerous situation for our students. Our drivers prioritize safety. First Student, as a good partner to the district, prioritizes safety. They train their drivers, they train everyone, but we are asking that during those times, the drivers, our neighbors, anyone coming into our city is alert and aware and stops for stop arm cameras, because that's someone's child. And even if it's a bus that takes an extra long time because it has a unique population to load up, those are our children, those are our bus aides, are our brothers and sisters and mothers, they are our parents that are walking kids across. It is our family, and we need to make sure we protect them. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's please give our organizers for today another round of applause for pulling together this very important message. Just going to dovetail off of some of the important concepts that we've heard today from both of our speakers. It is National Bus Safety Week here in the city of Buffalo. And as we look to abiding by the school bus arm camera requirements, I just want to highlight what we've heard. We are a city of good neighbors. And the reason that we're a city of good neighbors is because we take great care of each other. We take care of our students, we take care of our families, and in this moment, the way that we do that is making sure we follow the law. We protect our children, we protect the lives of the family members and extended community who stand with those children each morning. Sometimes you have a parent there, a grandparent, a brother or sister. We want to protect each of them. Our goal is not to penalize you financially. Our goal is compliance. We want to see you comply with these requirements, and quite honestly, we want to see you comply with the rest of them. We don't want to have you abide by just the school bus arm, and then you get near a school and you're going 50 miles an hour. We want to protect our kids and our community in each of these scenarios. We are starting with getting your compliance by communication, a 90-day information period, which we have shared with you today. We have shared that information via social media. We've shared it on billboards. We've shared it with our block clubs and other community leaders who can share this message. We want to make sure there is compliance. We don't want to fine you, but we will if you do not comply. And it's $250 per violation. And that violation could get more serious if there's something that happens to our students, which we don't want to be here for that moment. We want to see our students thrive, first by getting them into the school safely, then by ensuring that they get a quality education while they're in those schools, a good meal, that they are participating in their exercise programs and learning new things, and that they return home to their family safely. I know that as a community, we can get there. We have risen to the occasion before, and we have been successful, and there's absolutely no reason we cannot do it today. So please, as you see our school buses out there, with their cameras out, with the arms out, stopped with flashing lights, let every fiber in you comply, because we would not want to have to take a different decision if you did not. We thank you. We love the great citizens of our wonderful city. And again, we are the city of great neighbors because we take care of each other, and let's show that today. Thank you.
Any questions?
Okay. So is this on all the buses
Every single school bus in the city of Buffalo. For the every single school bus that services Buffalo Public Schools.
And where did that decision come from?
I'm sorry?
Where did the decision to put it on all the buses come from?
So that is, we at Bus Patrol, we are big proponents of full fleet deployment. And full fleet deployment is because this isn't about issuing tickets. If you wanted to, you could do an analysis and determine which buses will make money. But that doesn't create equity. That doesn't create safety. That creates a revenue stream. And so by doing full fleet deployment and doing things like this and getting the message out to residents all across the city of Buffalo that every bus, every student, every stop, every time you have to stop or you will get a violation, that's where you see the drop off in recidivism. So the thing that we're most proud of at Bus Patrol is nationwide, and we serve almost 500 school districts across the country, more than 90% of the time that someone receives a violation from a Bus Patrol evidence package, they never commit the violation again. And so what you see over time in a community like Buffalo, when they do full fleet deployment and they make the commitment to protect every kid on every bus, no matter what zip code or what community you come from, when you make that decision, over time, you will see a drop off in this type of violation. In our largest programs across the country, we've seen drop offs by as much as 40% in the drop off in behavior in the first 3 years. And so full fleet deployment is where you get those safety benefits.
And so the grace period is over, so there's no warnings here, right? First time you pass it, you're getting a ticket.
That's right, yep.
And it goes to the registered owner of the vehicle?
It goes to the registered owner of the vehicle, okay. That's right.
And that number you said of violations, is that since the start of the school year or the start of the
So the warning period began, if I remember correctly, I think July 7th. Was that correct?
Yes.
July 7th. And it was 90 days in through September. And then in October, we began live ticketing. So it was over the summer was the warning period. The first month or so of school was the warning period. And then for the last about 3 weeks, there's been live ticketing. During the warning period, there was about 4,000 warning letters that went out to residents across Buffalo. In addition to that, as I said, a lot of social media, a lot of press, a lot of radio shows. I did radio, the mayor was doing radio, the schools were doing radio and television to get the message out. And then there's large billboards put up all over the city as well. You'll see them as you drive around warning folks that you have to stop for a school bus and that it is enforced by photo enforcement now. So the program went live in October. It's been live for about 3 weeks. And since then, 2,250 violations have been issued in the city of Buffalo.
2,250 in the past 3 weeks. Is that a startling number to you?
It's a startling number to me anytime you see how pervasive this type of violation is, for sure. But sadly, the National Highway Traffic Safety Institute did a study that they do a study every single year where they take a poll of school bus drivers and they ask thousands of school bus drivers all across the country to record every time someone illegally passes their school bus just for a day. And then they take that number and they extrapolate out what they estimate the number of violations that occur in this country every year. And every single year, it's between 42 and 44 million times. There is no community in this country that is safe from this type of violation. And the key to it is just awareness and education and getting it out there that this is a serious violation. Sadly, just this week, just south of us down in Pennsylvania, a young girl was struck and hit by a car. It had to be taken to the hospital. As her school bus was stopped, the lights were flashing, the stop sign was out, and a driver blew past her and hit her. There's countless times where there are tragic events all across the country where things much worse than that event that happened just recently in Pennsylvania, where children have lost their lives. This is a very, very real problem. That 44 million times a year number, that's 44 million opportunities for a community to be rocked, for a family to have the most devastating thing imaginable happen. And all it takes is 30 seconds. Take 30 seconds, slow down, stop. It's no different than a stoplight. We all stop for those. You can stop for a school bus and save a kid's life.
Is Buffalo the first district in Western New York you guys have these cameras on?
We partner with over 100 school districts across the state of New York. Monroe County, just to the east of us, Niagara, North Tonawanda, those have been programs that have been operational for a long time. But in this very specific kind of the Buffalo area, Buffalo is is our first one. But it's also a very special program to me because I was born in Buffalo. I'm from here. So it's an honor to get to come back and protect kids in a place where I grew up.
So before you said that the cameras rely on AI.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know AI is still pretty fairly new to all of us. It's not always accurate.
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah. So there's two kinds of AI out there, right? There's kind of scary AI that thinks for itself and does things. And then there's object recognition. It's really an algorithm. And what you're teaching this computer software to do is just recognize one thing. Where's a stop sign? What's the school bus? And does an object move past it? And that's what the AI is recognizing. Every day across the country, it's seeing thousands and thousands of examples of that. And every day, the software gets a little bit better at recognizing that. But we don't rely on the software to tell us whether or not a violation occurred. There are multiple layers of review to ensure that the accuracy of a violation before it is ever sent. So the way the system works is that the AI is watching those cameras. If it detects a violation that the stop arm was deployed and the computer system is built into the telematics of the school bus, so it knows when that stop sign is out, it knows when the lights are flashing, and if a car passes, it captures what I call the 30-second evidence package. It takes footage from all the relevant video angles and uploads it to the cloud. And then three layers of human review that evidence package internally at Bus Patrol to make sure that it meets the letter of the law in the state of New York, that there's not some extenuating circumstance like the bus driver waving someone by or a police officer waving them by or something like that. And then that first layer of review says, yep, the computer got it right. Then it goes to a quality assurance team and they check it and make sure that first person got it right. And then a supervisor reviews it on the tail end. And if all three of those layers get sent, then it gets sent to the city of Buffalo. And then another human at the city of Buffalo who's authorized to issue a ticket, then they review the evidence and they determine whether or not it meets the letter of the law and they issue the ticket. So there are four layers of human review before you ever receive that ticket in the mail.
When do you anticipate that drivers are going to start recognizing this and changing their driving habits?
Rather immediately. As I said, you know, the best part of our program and what's different about this program compared to other types of automated enforcement is that drop off in recidivism, right? So those 2,250 people, statistically, 92% of them will never commit this violation again for the rest of their lives, right? So now you've got 2,000 people on the roadways of Buffalo who are no longer ever going to commit this violation. And every time that happens, more and more people. But every time we do this, and you all come out and you put your packages together and you get the message out to the public, that helps spread the word. Because it's a three-pronged approach, right? Enforcement's only a piece of it. Education is the most important part of it. If people know about the program, they're going to stop. It's a $250 ticket. Nobody wants that. And so the more we get the message out, the more we communicate, the more we educate, the more you're going to see a drop-off. And that's the long answer. The short answer to your question is rather immediately. You'll start to see it rather immediately.
And then Governor Hochul just recently signed a law that's increasing the penalty for these kinds of violations for people not stopping for a school bus. Is that something that's going to change the amount that fines are for your company as well?
So there is a specific carve out in the law. It's a VTL 1174A that specifically speaks to the use of automated enforcement on school buses. And that is the law that governs this system. So if you change the vehicle traffic law in the state of New York around general VTL, so if a police officer issues a ticket, it's different. This is a civil fine. It's structured in the law differently, and it's a carve-out compared to other things, right? So this goes to the vehicle, not an individual. There are no points. It's civil. It's a set fee of $250. So when you change laws that police officers are enforcing in real time in the roadway, it doesn't impact the way that the automated enforcement laws work.
If you get this ticket and you think it's wrong or something, is there an opportunity to argue it?
Yeah, absolutely, of course. So the way that it works is if you commit a violation or your vehicle commits a violation, you'll receive rather quickly a letter in the mail, a notice of violation. And on that notice of violation, it's going to have pictures. It's going to show your license plate. It's going to show your car. It's going to show you a GPS map of the exact location, the date, time, where it was, what the school bus license plate was, all the information about that violation. And then there's going to be a link at the top of it. And you go to alertbus.com, and you can punch in your notice of violation number, and then you get to watch the videos. And so you'll see, personally, you can watch the 30-second evidence package. And if you determined that for some reason it wasn't you, or you felt that there was some other extenuating circumstance, at the bottom of that violation, there's a coupon. You rip it off, you fill out your information, you mail it in, and you say, I would like to contest my ticket and have a hearing. And if you do, send that in, every single person is granted a hearing, and you will go to the City of Buffalo's Traffic Parking and Violations Bureau. You'll be heard, and you can argue your case just like any other traffic violation.
And question for BPS, how many school buses do you guys have across the entire district?
So we have right now over 460 out of 5 terminals, and they run from, like I said, 6:30 in the morning till late at night for our ELT, but our regular dismissal is usually done by 5:30. So we have, out of this terminal, there are 180 buses that went out.
And so, you know, by that number, that would say each bus has one of these violations about every 3 to 4 days. Is that something that surprises you, scares you?
You asked that question. Does it surprise us? Is that, I'm shocked by the number, but I'm not surprised by it. We as a community, Common Council, district, First Student, we support this initiative because we know what is happening. We just now have a number to describe what we see every day. So every bus driver has to be very alert when they put their stop arm out that there may be someone that does not follow the law. And that's what we train them. Our students have to be alert. That should not be. So we're not shocked by it, or I am shocked by it, but it's not a surprise. And it would mean that out of our 30,000 students we transport every day, buses that have between 6 and 60 on them, almost every kid has, during this period, probably been on a bus where someone's ignoring the stop arm camera.
So. And you know, what would happen with this program for you to consider it a success?
Those metrics would go down. We would get down to zero. That would be a success. There's enough going on to get our kids home safe. We don't need to worry about people are ignoring the law. So that would be a success. Anything short of that would be, I couldn't speculate on. But we want to get this down to zero.
So the average school bus lasts about 11 years, and our cameras last relatively similar in terms of the tech. Now, school buses are big, and roads aren't really built for them. And so they hit a lot of tree branches. They'll hit signs at times. You'll have some things, weather and things like that can impact it. They have to park really close to each other, right? So a camera can get knocked off. No big deal. We come out, service it, and slap them back on. But generally speaking, you know, we have programs, we have kits that have been in the field for more than 7 years, still running strong. But at the same time, it's an evergreen technology. So we're always looking to upgrade the systems, make them better. And when we do bring in cameras, we go through a cycle where about 20% of our fleet every year will go out nationwide and upgrade the systems continually and make sure that they're working functionally. You know, we see every single school bus that's in the bus patrol fleet. It's over almost 40,000 school buses nationwide. We can see each camera, the health of it, if it's working, if there's a problem, if it needs to be cleaned, all of that. And so generally speaking, we get about 7 years out of them, or longer. You guys good? Cool. Did you guys need any? You guys good on the bus? Did you want me to show you the bus at all?
Yeah,
go
sure.
And see how many buses didn't make it to schools now.
Thank you for including us. We do a briefing every.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.